We were the only ones there in dresses. Crisp white dresses with purple flowers on them and a purple ribbon tied around our waists. We were the only ones there in white dresses. Everyone else had bathing suits on. But my grandmother was convinced that for our baptismal day, we needed white, crisp dresses. And so we wore them down on the banks of the Shenandoah River. The whole church was there on the banks, and not just the church. Everyone from the town of Strasburg, Virginia, was there. And I remember saying to my mother, "Why are there so many people here I don't recognize?" And she said, "Sweetie, don't you know God is bigger than the church?" And they were all there, church people and townspeople, and singing and praying. And my father was on the shore, and he did a little ditty about baptism. And then he turned around, and he started walking into the Shenandoah. Up to his knees, up to his thighs, up to his waist, and he turned around and invited them to come out. And they went out to him one by one to be baptized in their bathing suit. And then it was my turn. And I straightened out my white dress and I took a deep breath. And I walked out to my dad to be baptized, up to my knees, up to my thighs, up over my waist. He turned me around so I could see everyone on the shore. He said a few words, and I said, "I do." I was 9 years old. I had it figured out. He said a few more words. I said, "I do." He said a few more words. I said, "Oh, I do." And then he took my nose and put his arm around my back. He said, "Elizabeth Joy Meyer, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." By the time we got to the Spirit, I was already under the skin of the water. And there was silence. And I was afraid. Even though I could feel my dad's arms around me, even though everyone I knew and loved was there on the shore, I was afraid. Because when I went under the skin of the water, I could feel my feet coming out from under me. And I could feel the current of that mighty Shenandoah trying to pull me away, trying to pull me downstream. But before I could get too afraid, my father pulled me back up and I was smiling. Not because I was newly baptized, not because I had been initiated into this Christian life. I was smiling because I was alive. And I walked back so proud and so full of life to those people on the shore. And they were singing and praying and weeping, not because they were sad, but because they were full of joy. And then we started to feast. The ladies took off those quilted casserole covers and the food started to come out. And there was fried chicken and there were greasy green beans and there were four kinds of Jell-O salad. And there was grape nut ice cream. Tasted just like milk and honey. Have you seen the footage? Have you seen the water coming down the street? It looks so casual, not threatening at all. It's like your washing machine is running over. That water just coming down the street, but then it picks up steam. And it starts to get deeper up to your knees, to your thighs, to your waist, until there are compact cars floating down that water through the streets, until there are vans and trucks, until there are ships coming down the street, until houses groan and shift and are lifted off their sure foundations, until houses start coming down the street because that water is so hungry and so destructive and so full of chaos and death. Have you seen that man warming himself by the fire? Just him and the fire. He was part of a town that was 15,000 people, and 12,000 of them are missing, and he is alone holding vigil by the fire. Have you seen the men dressed up like astronauts, scanning people for radiation? Have you seen the woman behind the glass, quarantined, and her mother on the other side, and them just holding hands through the glass? Have you seen it? Have you felt it? A whole family drowned in their car. Soldiers sorting through the rubble looking for bodies. Have you seen the footage? Whole towns gone. You probably didn't read about it, but right after we were baptized in the Shenandoah River, that fall, there was a hurricane that came up the whole eastern seaboard. And it rained for 4 days and four nights, and the creeks started to swell, and the water started to come down from the mountain, and the Shenandoah started to swell and overflow. There was a woman from our church coming home from a Bible study, and she didn't think anything of it. She had on her boots. She walked over the bridge, but the water started to rise up to her knees and to her thighs and to her waist until it carried her away. This current that is so hungry, so full of chaos, this water that can be so destructive. The prophets know about this water. They preach about it all the time. The psalmists know about this water. Even though the water rages and foams, even still, I will place my hope in God. If Jesus knew his Bible, which I'm sure he did, he knew about the chaos and death inside of water. And even still, he went down to the River Jordan. And everyone was there, not just people from his synagogue, but people from all the towns, because he knew God is bigger than his religion. They were all there singing and praying, and John did a little ditty on baptism, and he went out into the water. And they were all baptized, and Jesus, too, walked out into the water, and John took his note and put his arm around his back. John said a few words, Jesus said, and I do. John said a few more words, Jesus said, I do. A few more words, I do. And John took him and put him under the skin of the water. Now, your Bible might not say this, but he was under that water for a long time. You know, we're traveling together through Lent. We'll sit together on Good Friday in the valley of the shadow of death. We'll learn about this Jesus who went down to the watery depths of death and destruction. He was under that water for 3 days. And I've been thinking a lot about this. And it doesn't say this in your scripture. You'll have to read between the lines, but I know what he was doing under that water. He was looking for that little old lady who was swept away by the Shenandoah. He was looking for that family of four who were drowned in their car. He was looking for that whole town, 12,000 people under that water. He was looking for them all and holding hands with them and linking arms with them. And early in the morning on the first day of the week, he came through the skin of the water smiling. He had them all with him. He was smiling because he was alive again. He was smiling because they were alive again. Can't you see? Everyone on the other side of the Jordan, all of the angels and the archangels and the saints and the martyrs, all of their ancestors, big, fluffy white towels, special for a baptism, putting them around these people, taking the mud out of their eyebrows, taking the sticks and the kelp out of their hair. Can't you just see all of them there? Christian, Jew, Hindu, all of them there. Shinto, Buddhist, our God is bigger than Christianity. Amen? All of them there. Taking out their casseroles, taking out their stacks of bamboo plates, taking them out, feasting. Feasting the great banquet, fried chicken and greasy green beans and jello salad for everyone, but not just that, hot steaming bowls of rice, and not just that, exquisitely rolled sushi and cut up for everyone to share, the freshest sashimi, bowls of miso soup to warm a cold body, morning, noon, and night. Miso soup overflowing. Can't you see it? Today, the psalmist who sings so beautifully, can't you see her hanging up the Buddhist prayer flags on the other side of Jordan? Hanging them up from tree to tree to tree and singing so that everyone can hear. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where will my help come from? Your help comes from God who created the heavens and the earth. Can't you see her hanging them up, red and blue and bright gold? Your God never sleeps nor slumbers. Your God will not let your feet be moved, will not let your feet be taken up by the current. Your God will keep your going out with the tide and your coming in to the other side of the Jordan. This is God's good news today more than any other day. Friends, say amen.